In your days in college, the Vietnam War was on, from 1955 to the fall of Saigon on April 30th, 1975. What are your recollections of the Vietnam War and the protests, because America was in not a very favorite war?
There was a lot of consternation, but my observations are is it was poorly handled leadership.
You think it could have been presented to the...
Well, they could have told the truth. They weren't telling the truth. The casualty rates weren't accurate. They weren't telling the truth. They weren't telling the ground game truth. They weren't telling about not winning the hearts and minds of a lot of the South Vietnamese people. They just weren't telling the truth. When government doesn't tell the truth, everything goes to pot. Integrity is what the rule of law is based on. You saw civil disobedience during that time. You saw more than civil disobedience during that time. You saw bombings. You saw all this other stuff. You know, it's very similar to where we find ourselves today in terms of lack of trust and lack of confidence in the federal government.
Right. So did you make any stands on it publicly? I mean,
no, I was too busy trying to get an education. And, you know, I had a deferment up until my junior year, then got drafted. I was going through induction in the November that they did the first lottery. My induction was held in abeyance until after that lottery, and I drew 353. So I didn't go. But my brother served, but he didn't go to Vietnam, and they sent him to South Korea. And my older brother served in the Air Force.
You talk about leadership. Lyndon Johnson was president through much of that.
And so was Nixon.
So was Richard Nixon, yes. And between both of them, you're saying we didn't get the truth.
You didn't get the truth out of McNamara, and you didn't get the truth out of the generals. You know, truth really matters. When you don't see that, things fall apart.
And then they were so mired in it, what could they do to get out?
They just got out.
Just ended it, right?
Yeah, they just got out with lots of lives sacrificed, lots of lives lost. And I'm not just talking Americans.
It was a major disruptive force in the 68 Democratic Convention. We all know about that.
Yeah.
And that was it. People left, ran to Canada, burned their draft cards. No war is popular, but certainly that was a very unpopular war. And then it was interesting because as you heard about it, you just talked about it while you were in college, then as you were a senator, you dealt with an issue from it in Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that, because Agent Orange was a herbicide sprayed by the military for several years, and then many veterans were saying that they came back with a lot of problems as a result of it.
Yeah.
You were opposed.
Well, I thought science ought to determine who got benefits and who didn't. There's three specific, if I can recall, three specific disease conditions associated with Agent Orange. But the VA, through the decision of one VA administrator, started giving Agent Orange funds to everything that the cow brought home. It's one thing to compensate people for an error. It's another thing to use it as a social program, which is what we've done when it comes to Agent Orange. We ought to compensate those people truly injured by Agent Orange, but we shouldn't be compensating people who weren't. It's just like Social Security disability. It's a game. You know, how do you get the money out of the government to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the oversight things I did in the Senate, they finally have just had a grand jury indict a doctor, a lawyer, and an administrative law judge, and I hope they rot in jail. They're going to. And it happens all over this country. So character and truth, they're malleable terms anymore in our country, and we're seeing the consequences of it. Just look at the VA system. It's worse now than it was after all the stuff that came forward. So Agent Orange was a real causative effect. We should have directed it towards those people who had direct, proven scientific effects from it, and everybody else shouldn't have got the money.
Right. The overall bill was approved, 97-2.
Mm-hmm.
They said that veterans who have diabetes, prostate cancer, lung cancer, and blood-borne diseases would be denied care and benefits under the amendment that you were talking
about. Yeah, except that none of those diseases are associated with Agent Orange. Just go look at the medical history. You know, it's the principle when you start giving money away for things that are not necessarily required, the downfall of true republics is hurried. They all fail. The question is can you cheat history and have them live longer?